Well, shalom and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 296 for May 25th, 2015. In the background, we hear the theme from Exodus. Exodus, that was such a fantastic movie. You know, when that came out, and that was around the 60s, it influenced so many young Jews. I know that it did in terms of their view of Israel, and many even were made the decision to go to Israel based upon viewing this fantastic film. I was thinking, you know, how many of the younger generation even knows about that movie? It's something that with Netflix and whatever, all the grandparents should see that their grandchildren get a chance to see it. Paul Newman and others. It was really quite a movie, and this is the theme from that movie of Exodus. We're going to begin the program with a young chazan. Well, I wouldn't say chazan. He was a young cantor. He was born in 1951 in Tel Aviv, and this was a recording from the 60s. He was a soloist at the Tel Aviv Great Synagogue choir, conducted by Cantor Unger, and he broadcast throughout the country on Kol Yisrael. He also was a soloist for Cantor Kusevitsky, look at the spelling, Kusevitsky in Israel. He graduated the religious school Moriah, and he then went on to study at the Midrasha College in Pardes Hana, Israel. So let's see, if he was born in 51, he went to college, and let's see, he was 19. So this is the late 60s, early 70s. We know there are quite a few fans of Yehoshua Kempinski, and let's hear a couple of selections. This is Kohanecha Yilbashut Zedek.
Oh, לקח את אור נתתי
This is Yehoshua Kempinski, and I have to confess that the photo of him on the album looks like a 13 or 14 year old kid. And so I'm assuming that although they said he went on to college, that this was from earlier recordings when he was just probably 13 or 14 years old. Let's hear Kempinski again. This will be Hashir Shehalvi'im.
Oh, shit.
Great fans of Kempinski in Israel, and I finally found the album, and I'll perhaps be playing more of Yehoshua Kempinski. I had the pleasure meeting Zev Lanton in Israel. He's involved with the Arad Foundation, and we were there for the month of March, and Zev handed me an album. Turns out I had it, but I haven't really played it. It was Bensian Miller's first album, Tefillah Yerushalayim. And the interesting thing about this album is that it was Bensian Miller's first recording. And I was trying to figure out when this would have come out. It said that on the record cover that Cantor Bensian Miller was born after World War II, so that would be in the late 40s, let's say 1950. But so if he was how old would he be, 18, that would be 68. This is from the 60s. Now it did say that he was at that time of this recording the cantor at Congregation Adath Yeshurun in the Bronx. It said that he was previously affiliated with Seaview Jewish Center in Brooklyn and the Hillside Jewish Center in Hillside, New Jersey. This is about 40, 45 years old, but it claims to be his first record album. Now, I wonder if, let's see, tapes came out afterwards, so I wonder where this stands. Anyway, I'll have to do some research on that. I was trying to figure it out. But this is not quite Chazanis. It's semi-Chazanis. So let's hear two selections from his first album, Cantor Bensian Miller. And the first selection will be Anor Avdor.
Shirchitzenu velo America, America, what I say. I know, Avedo, Avedo, e cocio per il fondo, e so che te lo cambia, o mi cambia.
That was very pleasant, wasn't it? That was early Bensian Miller. Let's hear another from that album. Again, it says it was his first record. This will be of Yerushalayim Ircha, early Bensian Miller.
Yerushalayim Ircha, berachamim, berachamim etoshol, berachamim.
Okay, that was early Vincian Miller. Okay, here's a story. Well, a little bit. I have a listener, Lawrence Perlmutter. By the way, my late stepfather was Aaron Perlmutter, and Lawrence, I figure with one T, it's perhaps pronounced Perlmutter, but either way, Professor, you had written to me that you really enjoyed the Samuel Steiner Choir. Now, I have an album. It's called A Decade of Jewish Choir Masterpieces by the internationally renowned Samuel Steiner Concert Choir. I'm going to play two selections from it. Let me read a little bit about his life. I tried to go onto Google and find more information, but it didn't exist. He arrived in the United States at the age of five from his native Poland. It took but a year for him to become involved in his chosen field. At the age of six, his father arranged for him to sing with a cantor, and this was the beginning of his career. From this time until the age of 15, he sang in the most famous Jewish choirs of the day under the leadership of such outstanding choir masters as Meir Posner, Tobiansky, Hermann Wohl, and Meir Machtenberg. At the age of 15, he organized his first choir officiating during the High Holy Days in Seagate, Brooklyn, New York. Seagate, did I ever tell you that I was a busboy in the Ocean, what was it called? The Ocean something Hotel, Gershenhof's Hotel in Seagate when I was a kid. That goes back 60 years or so, yes, or even more, at the, Seagate, New Jersey. Then he officiated at the famous Ohev Tzedek congregation in New York, then to Bethel in Borough Park, and the Concourse Center of Israel in the Bronx. He was currently affiliated with the Mount Eden Jewish Center in the Bronx. That's when this album came out. And he is unique in the sense that there isn't one famous cantor with whom he has not had the privilege of conducting as choir leader. He conducted with Yosler Rosenblatt. Well, if it was with Rosenblatt, Rosenblatt died in 33. So let's say he was 20 at the time. So he was born in 1913, 1914. Figure that. He sang with Mordechai Hirschman, or he conducted with Hirschman, Kvartin, Kapov Kagan, Reutemann, Schlitzky, Sirota, Chagi, and Moshe Oysher, all who had passed on by the time this was recorded, this album. And it says, among the great living cantors of the day, he has conducted his choir with Richard Tucker, Moshe and David Kusevitsky, Leib Glantz, and Moshe Genshoff. Well, we know that Moshe passed away in 1966, so we're getting sort of an idea of the breadth of his background. So this is going to be, you know, you have to bear with me 1 second because I don't want to foul this up. Let me explain to you how this works. Many of you know that I have 7,000 or 8,000 records. That's not counting, you know, quite a few thousand tapes and a couple of thousand CDs and a lot of old 78s. And what I do when I have record albums, and this is what I did for these three sections of Kempinski, Miller, and Steiner, I have a separate ability to make a CD from the record, because that's the only way I can play on this setup that I have. Unfortunately, it's not like Nachum where he can play a record. One day I'd love to have a setup like he has where I could just put an album up and play it and not have to go through this process. Anyway, I've listened to these recordings, and they are somewhat, I want to say crude, but in any event, I'm going to play two selections from the Samuel Steiner album. By the way, Lawrence, I just want you to know there are a lot of live davenings out there. There's a whole underground of live davenings. I don't get involved with that, but occasionally people do send me the tapes for my listening pleasure, if you will. I certainly don't play them or will not play them on the radio. And I also point out to you that if you do get my cantorial calendar, you'll see a section called Items of Interest. And there is a website that's put out by my friend Daniel Schwartz. You'll see their outstanding collection of live davenings put together by Daniel Schwartz. It's www.tinyurl.com. You'll go to my calendar, Items of Interest, and it's the last entry. You'll find some live davenings with Steiner as the choir master. Okay, with that said, let's hear a couple of selections from the Steiner album. Again, they were not recorded in the best quality, but you'll get the idea. This is Havein Yakir Li.
Yeah.
Different. This is Oz Yashir Moshe with the Steiner Choir.
Oz Yashir Moshe, Yomei Yisroel, Es Hashiru Azov, Lav Osham, Vayom No Lemo.
Oz Yashir Moshe,
Shem ki goye goho Sosveroi per amaleyom
Oshiru avishem ki parava Sosveroi per amaleyom
Ozi vejim basho vahili lishuo Zahariv yom yore avivaro emmero
recordings of the Samuel Steiner Choir, and they were not of the best quality, but you got the idea. Let's hear just a quickie from the Rechnitzer Rebbe.
In 1988, the Rechnitzer Rebbe is the only presidential candidate to declare he will lower taxes and strengthen the social security system. Indeed, he promises further to improve education and expand the housing program for the homeless. Only the Rechnitzer Rebbe has unilaterally declared that he will immediately reduce national spending, establish world peace, and cut the trade deficit by half in his first year of office.
Hi, I'm the Rechnitzer Rebbe. I promise to do all this, but it's impossible. Hello.
I promise to do all this impossible. Oh, yeah, yeah, I love it. Oh, I got to play more comedy. We got to have a little more laughter in our lives. That's for sure. Okay, let's hear Effie Netzer Singers with Hosea et Amcha. Okay, Effie Netzer Singers will next hear from Pirkei Eretz Yisrael with Od Yishama.
Bye.
Okay, Pirkei. Let's hear. We haven't heard from Hanan Yoval for a long time. Yes, this will be Yisrael, Yisrael. Hanan Yoval.
Israel betach b'Hashem Ezraham u'magiram Israel, 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 Israel
Hanan Yoval with Yisrael, Yisrael. Yeah, that's a Karlach selection, I know, but once in a while we hear others singing it. This is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this first hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. And if you have any comments or requests, I'm at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Stay tuned now for the next hour of Chazanut and a very interesting Culture Fest New York City we'll be discussing with Zalman Lutik.